Bible tells me so. Well, I hope you got one. I hope you're reading it. You can go to all the schools in the nation and study and read all the books and gather all the knowledge. In a way, we're like computers. They'll never take over the world. We still got to plug them in. And we have to put information into them in order for them to be useful. You can't ask a computer anything you hadn't told it to answer to. And that's the way our hearts are. We created computers, and we can make them do just about anything. And that's the way the Lord God has done us. He's created us. There's some questions that He didn't answer in the Word of God, because there's some things we just don't need to know. He wants us to trust Him. You wouldn't want a computer that could take over while you're gone to the grocery store, start telling you what to do. We need to trust God, folks. When I gave my heart to Jesus, I didn't give up anything. I gained everything. Not the world. But I gained those things that come out of that storehouse in heaven. His riches in glory. Peace. Love. I'm not talking about lust or passion. Talking about compassion. Talking about agape love. Not that I have it together. Paul said he didn't after 30 years of knowing the Lord. After seeing Jesus, he said, I still do things I shouldn't. I still don't do everything I should. And he'd been to the third heaven. So I haven't nearly attained that goal yet. But like Paul, I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. I reside in Georgia, but my citizenship is in heaven. Praise God. I don't have to think the way the TV set tells me to think. I don't have to react according to what's on HBO. I've got the Word of God. The only book written that'll tell you how to live forever. And God loved me enough to make sure I got a copy of it. And not only that, when He filled me with His Spirit, when He filled me with Himself, He gave me a desire to read it, because it's the only way to get to know Him. You know, you can talk to God. In fact, you can have communication with God. That's not just talking to Him, that's listening too. Two-way conversation. It takes some effort. In order to have a conversation with God, it's like if I called you on the phone and you answered, you'd be nice for a little bit, and then you'd say, who is this, if you'd never spoken to me before, heard my voice? And at first, when I first started praying to God and asking Him for answers, it's like He would give me the answers, but I wasn't sure it was Him. I thought it might be my mind, and I might make a real bad mistake and be out of the will of God, so I just didn't do anything. I'd wait until He made it really obvious. But I've been talking to Him for a few years now. Just like if I called you 100 times on the phone, you wouldn't have to say, who is this? You'd say, oh man, mom, what's happening? You learn to know the voice of God. And if you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness, His righteousness, He's true to His word. He said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things that we're always worrying about and thinking about and praying about and talking about, they'll be added unto you. God is concerned about where you live and who you marry. He's concerned about our failures. Jesus Christ came to this earth and lived and died for our sins. And He was raised again, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father now. And that day when I asked Him to forgive me of my sins, He not only forgave me, but His word says He cast them into a sea of forgiveness that He doesn't even remember them anymore. Thank you, Jesus. And that I'm so free from them. And it honors Him for me to accept that freedom and to enjoy the joy of the Lord. He is my joy, my salvation. That's religious sounding in a way, but not when you get to know Jesus. not when you realize what the cross means to you. It's what gave me my position in Christ. I'm not just a little earth being walking around the planet, surviving. I'm a priest and a king. To my wife and child. In our ministry, he really will. You know I can't teach or preach. And yet I will go in all the world by faith in Jesus Christ. I will teach and preach and I will make disciples. Because his word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Anything I can do, you can do. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love Billy Graham any more than he loves. He died for the bums on the street that are winos that are going to die tonight. And for heroin addicts in New York City. Jesus Christ shed his blood for hookers in L.A. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. God loves you. And I love you. And I want to have a little prayer here. Just a little simple, short prayer. There's nothing complicated about the way God does things. Love is simple. If you're in a car riding down the street, or if you're in a motel room, or if you're just at home, or wherever you may be, if you really believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that God has raised him from the dead, and you're willing to confess him with your lips, you will be saved right now. Just repeat this prayer in your heart after me and believe it. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life tonight, Lord God, and change me. You know I've been trying, but I know I need help. And I believe you, Jesus, that you are the Son of God. And I want you to be my Lord and Savior. God, I need for you to fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I'll have the power to serve you and to witness as to who you really are. Take away any evil desires that I might have, and fill me with a desire to do what's right and to love your word and your people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's how simple it is. Praise you, Jesus.